Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. So glad you are waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. Welcome.
Good Monday morning to you.
You are so motivating. I needed that all weekend long, I'm telling you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. A little wet out there.
Yeah, I woke up several times in the middle of the night last night.
Hearing the pitter-patter.
What is that noise?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They've been saying it's coming, and everybody knew that all of a sudden it's
coming,
raining.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Where's this coming from?
Yeah.
Well, that's Southern California for you. When it rains, it's such an odd thing. It reminds me of my favorite Californian joke.
What is it? Oh, gosh. It never rains in California?
No. How do you blind a California driver?
How?
Throw a drop of water on their windshield.
Oh,
but I'm bummed.
Oh, there you go. I like it. Well, welcome, everyone, and I'm so glad that you are waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are adding value every day in every way, and today is Motivational Monday. I love it if we can motivate you out there. And, in fact, if you can motivate us, because if you have something wonderful going on in your life.
Share.
I mean, just give us a call here. We've got Matt on our board at 805-639-0008. He would love to take your phone call. Also on Facebook at the Kim Pagano Show. Also on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show.
You are everywhere.
I try to be. And
you are the multimedia maven.
Mama. There you go. That's what it's all about. But, you know, is just trying to get out there to talk about people's journeys, to, you know, if we can all work together. Many hands make little work, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So. And did you get any Christmas shopping done?
Oh, my God. I've been having so much fun shopping.
That's so cool. So do you have a list? Is that how you go by, or...?
You know, I kind of do. I mean, I make a list of the things that I would like to get for people or that I've heard them say and mention in conversation. So I try to pay attention to that.
So you're pretty aware of that. That's really good. After you said that, I think last week I've been looking around and listening to what people say.
I need clues. So we'll be watching TV and, you know, you'll hear from the other side of the couch, ooh, that's nice.
And then, boom, that's your present.
Hold on a second. I got to get my pencil and paper and scratch that out real
quick.
There
you go.
And you can't get everything, you know. I mean, there was a really nice Mercedes commercial the other night.
Ooh, that's nice. There you go. I like it.
But you, you know, for me, it's about I really want to see the smile on people's face on Christmas morning.
That is
what it's really all about to me. I've gone through so many interesting journeys in my life, the ups and the downs, and you know, I believe that every day of my life is a gift because I should have been dead many times over from all the shenanigans I pulled when I was younger. And so when somebody says, what do you want for Christmas? I mean, yeah, I could throw out, you know, a new electric razor and, you know, some new underwear and stuff like that.
Okay, so what is it
but
that you really want?
What I really want, honestly, the top of my list is just peace and happiness for all my friends and family. It's
there
what I
go.
Really
that's
want.
That's awesome.
You know, I want to see smiles on people's faces. I want to see people say, you know what? Guess what, Steve? I've got this great idea. I love hearing that from people. When they have a great idea, that means they're excited and invested in life.
And that's very good.
Yeah,
I like that.
You know, moving forward, and rather than saying, oh, you know, it's a rainy Monday. Isn't this a perfect day to stay in bed and just pretend that the world doesn't exist? No, this is a perfect day to get up and get things done.
And I love what you said, that every day is a gift. That is really how I truly try to live my life. But there are days. This is, you know, from Thanksgiving till now, it seems like the stress holidays. A lot of people get stressed because maybe, You know, I heard this the other day, is they have too much month left at the end of their money. You know, and
well, yeah.
you know.
But so I saw a picture on the internet on Facebook, and I wound up sharing it, and it was two pictures side by side, and it was a woman in a shopping center with her arms completely loaded with packages. I mean, just who knows how much time and money she had spent grabbing all of these packages. And juxtaposed with that is a picture of starving children from a third world country. And,
so
you know,
true.
Define need.
Yes. Well, you know what? You know? I feel so blessed because there's a lot of us that don't need anything. And that is a blessing right there.
And so there's a lot of us that need so much, and they're not in third world countries. They're right here in our
neighborhood.
They're
right here. Absolutely.
You know, every year for Thanksgiving, the Knights of Columbus in Ventura does they feed the homeless. And Devin and I did it 1 year, and I think we fed 700 people in Ventura. So imagine how many people who didn't come all the way over and couldn't get a ride over for the meal. I mean, we've got real need in our community. We've got a toy drive coming up here. Boy, I heard it on KVTA this morning. They were talking about it. It's going to be a toy drive. Ooh, I don't remember exactly where. It's in Camarillo, but we'll get the information on that. I mean, so giving
to
others.
There is so many things. Not only are you taking care of your own family, but, you know, reach out a little bit. And even if there's things that are gently used that you can, you know.
How about some coats for the cold weather?
Yeah, it's going to start setting in there.
And isn't altruism the best gift of all?
That is. You know, it's funny. You know, I have my ladies' night. It's a women's support group.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. All of a sudden, one of my girlfriends, we all kind of did, this time we did, instead of a gift exchange, we did a gently used exchange. Because if you've bought something and maybe you still have your tags on it and you didn't love it, but it's sitting in your closet, why not get it out and share it with somebody?
So those lime green candle holders that you had in the back of the closet.
You saw them?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But no, it's so funny. So then, anyways, one of my girlfriends made these things, and she's passing them out, and I'm like, what is it? And she goes, oh, first we got to take care of business. I'm like, what is it? Well, everybody had a pin on, and it says
the I Heart Kim Club.
Yes.
That is a
beautiful
button.
Well, it's funny because in Thanksgiving, the month of November, we kind of talked about it here of being thankful for things. And so then I went one step further. I went around the room and said, is there something that you haven't told your friend or someone in your room that you really care about them, that maybe they don't know about themselves, because other people can always bring out the best in everybody?
Yeah.
And so they kind of went around. Somehow it got turned around to be about me.
Oh, boy.
And so it was really neat. So my girlfriend bought this, you know, I Love Kim Club. So I was like, oh, God, that was really sweet. So that's a really special thing that other people can do that doesn't cost money. So I think it's important. It's important to give back. So.
I mean, it is natural at this time of the year that most people assume that that this is the most stressful time of the year. It's also the saddest time of the year for many people.
I was just going to say that.
There's actually a misconception that suicides go up during the holidays, and it's actually not true. They don't go up during the holidays. They go up after.
After the holidays?
Yeah, when the letdown, the big letdown in January is a real tough month for
people. So January is even harder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you are just joining us right now, I'm so glad you're here.
Yep. We're going to motivate you.
That's right. We're talking about Motivational Monday, and we actually have our first guest that's going to be coming on.
Oh, cool.
We're going to take a really quick break, but Chris Dougherty is How to Rock the Holiday Season, and he's a dad. He discusses stress-free holidays, so we'll be talking to him. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Again, if you have something that you are grateful for, I want to hear about it. 805-639-0008.
You know the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But when things change your life, sometimes your investments could benefit from a little change too. That's why there's never been a better time to come in for your free Edward Jones portfolio review. Your local financial advisor will help ensure that your investments are keeping pace with your goals, and she'll help you make a fully informed decision before any changes to your investment strategy are made. Contact Becky Savelle at 805-496-5584. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Fierce Game Live Haunted House in Oxnard, now open through October 31st. Go to fearsgate.com to find out when the ghouls are there to scare you. Fearsgate Haunted House will scare the yell out of you in two haunted attractions. See if you can make it through the bump in the night maze, and then lay down in the world's only double-wide coffin ride. Fearsgate.com.
Fearsgate.com. Haunted House is located at 961 North Rice, directly across from Procter & Gamble at the corner of Rice and Latigo.
Can you make it to Fearsgate?
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
And you are actually listening to Chris Daughtry.
Got a nice piece of music.
Yeah, that's feel-good music right there. Chris, are you there?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
We're doing awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us today. How are
you? On a motivational Monday. What do you think of that, Chris?
Say that again?
Motivational Monday.
I've never heard those two words put together.
That's why we're doing it. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hope you are.
Very good. Thank you. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so what are we talking about? You are a Grammy-nominated musician concert coming up, right?
No, we just got our new album out, Break the Spell, our third record.
Ooh, I like. Was that something that we were just listening to right there, right?
That was from the last album, Leave This Town.
Ah.
The new one just came out in, on the 21st of November. And
you know, pretty good sophomore effort there.
Oh, thank you very much.
So many bands that, you know, that's a sophomore slump. They have their entire lives to write the first album and 18 months to write the second album. But
sometimes even less.
Yeah, you guys knocked it out.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, we hope to do the same with this one.
I like it. Okay.
But we just got back from doing a big tour for the troops over in over in Europe and Middle East and Asia.
How was that?
That's got to be really rewarding.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Was it?
Incredible, yeah. We were just, we literally just got in less than 10 hours ago from Germany.
That's why Motivational Monday doesn't really work in your bucks, huh?
Well,
it's a copy.
Means that you don't know what day it is.
There you go.
You could have told me it was Saturday and I would have believed you.
So, Chris, what did you take from back there? What was the feeling that you were feeling from?
Pure gratitude. I mean,
isn't that amazing?
Everyone over there was just so grateful for us to come, you know, show our support. But really, I mean, you realize that they're giving so much more, just you know, defending our country, and we get to leave and go home, and they're still there, you know. And
yeah.
It was great to be able to just bring a little home to them, and for the holiday season. And now we're back in the States. Or getting ready to do this Facebook concert for Duracell. And,
yeah, tell us
about that.
Let's start all over. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
myself.
Yes, for any of my listeners that are going, ooh, I like his music. How do I get in touch with him, and where do I find his music?
Well, you can go on DaughtryOfficial.com and get caught up to speed on us. We got our videos, our music. You can go on iTunes, wherever you buy music. Our albums are there. We welcome you to go buy multiple copies for family members.
Good Christmas present right there, right? Okay,
absolutely.
I hope mine's in the mail or in my stocking, right?
There you go.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about how you got started. And you're from North Carolina, right?
I am from North Carolina. I don't even know where to start. I've been playing music ever since I was, you know, a teenager, playing in clubs and just trying to get my name out there.
There you go.
Now we tour the world and
And do you have children?
I do. I have four kids.
Just a couple. That's why I wanted to hear about that. Yeah. How old are all your kids?
13, 15, and 2 1-year-old twins.
Oh, my gosh. 1-year-old twins.
Wow.
That's double trouble.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I want to have a show on parents with twins. I think that's so amazing because there's so many things that when one hurts, does the other one hurt? Have you noticed that? Not probably yet, but as they get older.
It's more about just trying to get attention because the other one's getting it.
Yeah. Well, that's just in kids general.
Yeah.
What's this Facebook concert?
It's for Duracell. We're teaming up with them for the holidays. They're doing a great thing by, you know, trying to help parents be prepared for Christmas by you know, making sure that you don't forget batteries, of course. But they're also donating 30,000 batteries to families in need to make sure that everyone is
hooked up,
taken care of for Christmas morning. We're doing a free concert on Facebook.
So when is that?
That is Wednesday the 14th, December 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So I believe that's noon your time. And it's free for everyone just to go log on, facebook.com/Duracell. Wherever you Facebook, whether it be your living room or your bathroom, we'll be right there with you.
Okay. And what are you going to be singing?
I will be playing, obviously, some of our songs that people know. I think we might be throwing in a couple Christmas tunes for good measure there.
Okay. Perfect. And so tell us what your journey's been.
It's been a blur, really. I mean, we've been around the world a good dozen times. I can't think of a place that I haven't been yet. It's been amazing just to be able to do what we do for a living and be able to do it on the level we do it at and be able to see the fans and hear them singing the songs back to us. And we're very fortunate.
You ever notice how when all the toys they say batteries not included, you know, you think it says it right on the box, but then there's toys that do have the batteries included, but they're the most horrible batteries of all time.
Absolutely. That's all why it's important to check this thing out. Go on Facebook.com/Duracell and get all the details, and I think you'll be surprised at what you think something, you know, so common as batteries you don't think about until the last minute.
And that's true, because really, for flashlights, for everything, I mean, how did Duracell get started?
In doing that?
How did Duracell get started?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm the one to ask.
No, in the giving back thing.
Yeah.
Getting connected with you guys to do a concert.
Well, I mean, knowing that I'm a parent, they asked if I would be interested in being a part of this, and I thought it was a no-brainer.
Right.
How do you guys rock the Christmas?
You know, I turn the rock star card, you know,
over to your
off
wife.
When I get home. I'm
just dad.
Husband and dad. You know, I do. They don't want a rock star coming home. They want their dad and husband. So I turn all that off.
But do you guys think that your Christmases are pretty normal, or
it's like very normal? We just hang out together as a family and try to make memories. You know.
So nothing changed after success?
Well, I mean, for the simple fact that I'm gone most of the time, I mean, it's certainly very special to be able to spend it at home and not on the road.
You know, I have a question for you, okay? I know I'm probably going to take you off here, but I am a hair therapist, right? And I was looking at your website here, and it says David with hair and David without hair. What made you change your mind?
Who's David?
Oh, I'm Leah. I mean, Chris. Chris with hair, Chris without hair.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's some pictures here.
Pictures there with your head nearly shaved.
Yeah, because now you don't have any hair, correct?
Yeah, that's been a long time. So
see?
I'm kind of confused at what you're looking at, to be honest. So.
It's on your website.
Okay.
Who
knows?
So, okay.
Well, the whole rock star hair thing in the 70s was just big
hair.
Big is bigger.
Yeah.
And then the 80s did some, more hairspray and everything, but I think most rock musicians, real honest rock musicians, it's not about the hair.
It's not about
You know,
the
they want to look good, but it's more about just getting their message out to the audience. They're storytellers.
Right.
And telling that story is what it's really all about, wouldn't you say, Chris?
Sure.
I think we caught him asleep. Are you still asleep?
This took a turn down the wrong road. I don't know.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So here's a question. So what tips can you prepare us for a magical holiday?
For me, I mean, I can only go on experience here. I mean, I just try to be in the moment.
That's a good message, be in the moment.
It's stressful enough just trying to do what, I guess, everybody thinks you should be doing for Christmas with all the commercial stuff, but just, being there with your family and living in the moment.
There you go. I like
it. Do you guys share any special traditions around the house?
Decorating the tree. Obviously, it's going to be a little different this year because we got to make sure it's not where the twins can grab a hold of it and pull it down on themselves.
Yeah.
All right. So. Well, thank you so much for being
a part
of this. And, December 14th, 12 our time, right? Well, you will be having your concert, and you got some holiday music in there.
Go to Facebook and type in Duracell, and you'll find the concert on Wednesday the 14th.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. He was a little tired, you think?
A little bit, yeah. It's hard to get into our rhythm.
Yeah, being motivated on a Monday here, right?
Well, and I think sometimes we expect rock stars to be
up and...
Well, not only up, but, maybe more extravagant and flamboyant. And
in
reality, they leave that on the stage. And when they come home, they're dads and they're moms. And
they're real people. That's what it's all about.
And,
so
we have other people, other guests that we've had, and they're talking about, these... incredibly fabulous decorations around their house and these wonderful traditions.
Very down to earth,
and
really.
going caroling and decorating 9-foot Christmas trees and.
Well, I'll tell you the first thing. I bet he's got 4 kids. It's a little overwhelming, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So hopefully he has. He said he kind of turns it over to his wife.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a wife.
Do you need a wife, Kim?
I would love to have another wife. I'm telling you. I think wives kind of take care of it all for you. So.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, this is true.
Yeah. And you can take care of your family. No, I'm just saying that I wouldn't necessarily hand it all over to my wife. I'm
good.
Very,
you're a partner.
I want to be very involved.
I think
we're a partnership.
Great. That's awesome. Yeah, my husband, too. Definitely. I got to go and do a little bit of shopping last night, and he finished up dinner, and,
See how you say that? You got to. You received the pleasurable opportunity.
I received the pleasure, yes. And let me tell you, it's funny. I definitely recommend people to have a couple things on their list that they can go and, conquer.
Right.
Because if you're aimlessly walking around the malls, it's not good.
Well, I went shopping last night, and there was one thing in particular I knew I was going to get. Thank goodness they still had them on the shelf.
Excuse me.
And, of course, I wound up walking out with a much bigger basket than I expected going in. But
did the salesperson try to sell you, upsell you, or do you?
Yeah, they do, but because that's their job.
Yeah.
And I get that because I used to be a salesman.
Yeah.
And but I just don't fall for it, and I just very politely.
You have to keep within your means.
Keep within your means, and be open to different possibilities and opportunities because something you hadn't thought of might present itself. Here's a great product. It's going to be, zero interest, for the next few months or whatever. That might change your mind about not necessarily, walking out with it today and trying to go get it 3 months from now.
Do you and Mary, do you guys have a budget that you try to keep within?
You know, I've always promised myself I'd do a budget, and I never have.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Do you pay cash or do you pay credit cards and then you know you're going to pay them off?
I do credit cards for the points and miles.
Yeah.
And then pay them off at the end of the month.
There you go.
Yeah. So, but I think we're pretty in tune with each other. We know about how much we'd like to spend in total. And we have a lot of family that we take care of as well. And but, it's just the two of us in Devon. So, it's not like we have to buy for four kids.
Yeah.
And wrap for four kids. Right. I'm all thumbs when it comes to wrapping.
Yeah.
Mary's the good one with the bows and the ribbons.
Does she do a beautiful job? I'm bringing my stuff over to Mary. Since she only has one.
She could start a business wrapping other people's gifts.
Because there are people that are really talented with that.
There are.
I love when you have, all these.
And a shame that they only get to use that talent really once a year during the holidays, whereas, they wrap a few anniversary and birthday gifts throughout the year. Christmas is their season for wrapping. They got the bows and the ribbons and the wrapping paper and those plastic bins. And, you know, she's got her whole accoutrement ready to go.
There you go. I like it. Well, stay with us. We're going to continue talking about Motivational Monday. I know that we've got some really fun things that we're going to talk about.
Sure. Absolutely. I'll motivate you this Monday.
Okay. I want you to be motivated. I want to be motivated.
You want to be motivated?
I want to be motivated. We can motivate each other. With that, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. And again, give us a call. 805-639-0008.
Time passed away. All the trouble that we gave. And all those days we spent out by the lake. Has it all gone to waste? All the promises we made, one by one they vanished just the same. All the things I still remember.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties, J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to L.A.'s Wholesale Jewelry Mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business, George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay,
sister.
Good. Oh, that's weird. Okay, maybe. Oh, there we go. Okay, so it is Motivational Monday,
yes.
You know, it's raining out, right? If you haven't noticed, I hope. I just want to say out there, definitely drive careful, take your time. I left a little bit early, which was cool. I was the first one here. That's a rarity. No, I like to be early because then you're planning. You're all on time. You're not rushing.
Use an I statement.
Yes, I am. I think everybody needs to be, you know, just take a couple minutes to be, you know, together. Put yourself together.
Yeah. You know, today's a perfect day for the Eeyores of our world, our circle of friends. You know, oh bother, it's raining again. But it's you know, this is a perfect opportunity to challenge yourself to be the best person that you can be. And I'm a pretty up person most of the time.
You are. And you know what? I am too. But yesterday I actually had one of those days, you know.
They happen.
It's funny. I don't think it was actually my day. It was my husband's.
But you can.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you picked up on it.
Yes. Yeah. And then the whole family was like, what is going on here? And he goes, can't one person have an off day?
Yeah.
But it does. It affects the whole entire family. And so then I kept saying, okay, I'm going to start my day over. I'm going to do what I tell my listeners to do, what I, you know, try to help the other people.
But there are also times to surrender to it and take care of yourself, you know. Curl up with a good book. Put your robe and slippers on. Tell yourself, you know what, I'm not doing the wrapping today. I'm not doing the shopping today. I am tucking myself in and taking care of yourself.
Wow.
And when you take care of yourself...
How many days do you need to do that?
Well, me personally, an hour or two.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, okay, good.
I rejuvenate pretty quickly, but for some people, they just, you know, everybody has a different energy level, a different biorhythm and all that. And these, you know, these rainy Mondays certainly feed into that stereotype of, you know, I hate Mondays. And I was thinking during the break that I used to do a presentation for the Los Angeles Archdiocese of the Catholic Church. And they were training lay ministers in how to help the priests in their parish do bereavement support. And, you know, it's a pretty heavy topic, you know, dealing with people who are dying and the families who have to deal with all of these, you know, issues. And I taught a specific section on helping families recover from suicide. So you have a member of the family who committed suicide and, you know, you're trying to help them. And what a great topic to speak on Saturday mornings. And almost every Saturday morning that I did it, it was a beautiful, shiny, wonderful day outside. And here we were inside a church hall with the lights turned down kind of low, and we're talking about suicide. And I thought, my goodness.
And how is that positive?
You know, how is that positive? But it has to be positive in the sense that we are still reaching out to each other, we're still making human connections, and we're supporting each other during difficult times. And, you know, on a much lighter note, if you're having a rough Monday, you know, you have to still reach out and talk to people and get support during your difficult Monday. You know, I don't know that you need to post up on Facebook, I hate Mondays every Monday, But, you know, reach out to other people, share, connect, interact with everybody. And really, it sometimes is overstated, but count your blessings.
Gratitude.
Every day above ground is a good day.
Oh, that's why I always say that. If you're not on, if you're on this side of the dirt, you're doing good.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, you know, I think that that's really important is to start your day with gratitude. What are you grateful for?
Right.
Then if you get past that point, right, mm-hmm. then write a couple things. Just one thing that you want to accomplish that day so you feel like you're going in
exactly.
the right direction.
See, and you're talking about the habits of a thriver, yes. not a survivor. And that's a concept that people have a difficult time with. We all get victimized throughout life. Things happen out of our control. How we react to that can keep us in that victim status. And we all know these people, or we've even been there ourselves, where we stay in that victim mode. Then, through either time or maybe some, you know, a little bit of self-help, we get to that place where we can call ourselves survivors. I'm a survivor of this. I'm a survivor of that. But I don't want to survive. I want to thrive.
I really
you
like
know?
That. Ooh.
And thrive. I mean, I put a tomato plant in my garden, and it is just surviving right now.
You know,
it's alive.
Our,
it's not growing. It's not shrinking. It's not dying. But it's just sitting stagnant, and it's not fruiting either. But if I move it to another place in my yard, or if I place another tomato plant in the perfect spot, then it will thrive. And there's such a dramatic difference when you garden to the difference between plants that are just surviving and plants that are thriving. And in my life, I want to be a thriver. And so I have to adopt attitudes and strategies that support thriving. And that's what you're talking about here.
Well, then that kind of leads right into something that I was going to talk about is the importance of me time. Okay, even in when it's holiday and we're thinking about everybody else mm-hmm. and who we're going to buy for and what we're going to make and all that, is you still need to kind of make sure you water yourself. You know, you
yeah.
make sure you give back to yourself
mm-hmm.
and have me time. So one is, you know, just get your schedules together.
Mm-hmm.
Quietly, you know, kind of go through your list of what it is that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you need to do, but you have, you know.
Do you realize how many people I know that don't have one of these? I'm holding up my daily planner here.
Yeah.
And it's a simple, what is it? This isn't even a half inch thick.
I have my new one that I just bought for the year.
And it, yeah, you've got
Matt's
one.
Got his.
Matt's got his
yeah,
over there.
I've got
and,
mine.
And you know, sometimes people accuse me of, you know, having a little bit of Alzheimer's.
No.
The old timer's disease. But without this, I would be completely lost.
Well, you know, a lot of people have them on their phones now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
too
I
small.
Still need
I can't put on my reading glasses to read my phone.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to giant,
giant font,
fonts. Yeah.
Yeah. But just having a daily planner.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, so that, and then the next one is clarity.
Mm.
If you can be clear
mm-hmm.
and really know what you want to accomplish, because again, if you're just going off, and that's, I get caught in that sometimes
mm-hmm.
because the kids or the phone rings or, you know, it's
that
just.
That adult ADD.
Yeah,
yeah.
Big. You can't get to the next step.
So you have to stay focused by
right.
being clear.
Right, and
mm-hmm.
then you have to have an intention.
Mm.
And, you know, what is your intention? Is your intention to be the best possible you could be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that's important. So
yeah.
I know we actually have our next guest on, and then we'll go back to my list of importance of me time.
Yeah.
For all of us, not just moms, but for everybody. We actually have Lou Paradise on. And he's going to be talking to us about painkillers. That's another thing. You know, a lot of people are in pain,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot you need to know about maintaining medical safety.
Yeah, the appropriate use of painkillers for, you know, increasing the quality of life while you're suffering through an injury. But it's not a lifestyle.
It is. You're absolutely right. Lou, are you there?
Good morning, Kim. Very, very glad to be here. And I want to, first of all, thank you sincerely for your phenomenal work in getting and your sterling contribution to families and people and women and everybody out there who knows your show is invaluable and what you bring to the air. So sincere thank you for that and a privilege to be here this morning.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you so much. Could you say that again?
Oh, I could. I could do it in front of 50,000 people without stuttering.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I welcome you. And so talk to us a little bit about, gosh, this is, you know, huge numbers, right, that have been tripling in decades here.
Oh, the overuse of painkillers in the United States and everywhere
totally.
Else.
And, you know, and I really, really like that statement about the fact that if you're, you know, suffering through, you know, a post-surgical trauma or trauma injury, an appropriate way to use painkillers, especially the narcotic painkillers that may be required for that particular person's issues, but it is not a lifestyle. You know, this does not get you healthier. You know, you can't use chemicals or in the case of painkillers, poison yourself to better health and vitality. You know, and I think it's because most people don't know what they don't know about what these products, you know, not only do for the body, but if people understood better about what pain actually is and how we can support the body's miracle, really, of healing, a lot more people would be understanding, hey, you know what? Yeah, I can use this for a little bit of time, but, man, there's so much more that I can actually do to help my body to do what it needs to do to heal, which healing, of course, the ultimate form of pain relief, and then I'm not so dependent or maybe one of those folks who don't know in advance that they're, you know, they have an addictive personality where, you know, they take something that everybody else takes for 10 days and all of a sudden they're hooked.
Right, exactly. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're talking to Lou Paradise, and death, you know, is a big thing from painkillers. People don't realize that, but
how easy it is to overdose on painkillers when, you know, I was absolutely shocked when I heard some of the abuse numbers with regards to how much people are actually taking. Most of us would assume who've either had an injury and taken a couple of Vicodin because of our, you know, torn rotator cuff or whatever, that you know, most people who are trying to either just get away their pain or maybe they've become addicted, they're taking a couple here, a couple there. No, we're talking in some cases fistfuls of pills that these people are taking. They get addicted to Oxy or they get addicted to Vicodin, and people have taken up to 100 a day.
100 a day?
Yes.
Could you imagine?
You know what's crazy?
I mean, I can't eat 100
M&Ms. Yeah, I mean, I could. How do you do it?
But, you know, my daughter actually just did a study on this, and it last year, I think she said in high school that 10% of all the high schoolers were taking Vicodin.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
It's
we need
disturbing.
To stop that. And who's giving our children, how are they getting it? But, you know, Lou, I'd like to start with what is pain and what causes it?
You know, pain is a real, absolute part of the miracle of the body's ability to heal itself. It is the signal that says to us, you know, and of course we're referring to joint-related, nerve-related muscle pain, not internal pain, which could be something simple as, you know, gas or, you know, you ate the wrong thing or what have you, and or something serious internally. We're talking about joint-related pain. And what happens is the body's physiology, my background, 40 years of research in physiology, the body's ability to heal, how we bring characteristics of understanding protocol to doctors and patients, and really being able to dedicate ourselves to understanding that the body's mechanism for sending that signal out is saying to us, I've got some issues I'm working on if it's an arthritic condition or lower back or some sprain or strain or what have you, or a condition where you may have gotten severe injury, which is another story, but the same principles. I've got some excess toxin, a very delicate, incredible workhorse microcapillary blood flow, this little tiny that feeds nerve tissue and surrounding ligament, tendon tissue, muscle tissue, gets a little more venous blood flow. And what happens is, when oxygen levels are just a little bit lower, and because when you suppress blood flow, obviously you're not getting as much oxygen to the cells, this pain is really the body's signaling device to say, hey, I need some help getting some of this stuff resolved. If you help me get some of the toxins and fluids and get that blood flow back to normal, I just get out of the way because, you know, the body's smarter than we are, and I can go to work right now in healing the damage in that soft tissue that's actually causing the problem. So if more people understood that, if we can help the body get to that platform we call homeostatic balance, it is far better than trying to treat pain. We don't like it. We want to get rid of it. But we can't get rid of it at any cost because we're paying a dear price for it right now.
We're also paying an environmental cost. People who are responsible with their medications, often, let's say the doctor gives them 10 pills, and they find they only need 4 or 5 of them to get through those few days. And then they say, you know what, it hurts a little bit, but I don't want to keep taking these pain pills. They make me constipated, whatever. And then they leave them in their drawer or their medicine cabinet for the next few years. After a while, they do lose potency. And a lot of people say, you know what, I'm just going to flush these down the toilet. It seems like a logical solution, but in reality, that's actually polluting the environment. You should not flush your prescription medication down the toilet.
So, well, we'll get to that. So how do prescription medications work, and what are their drawbacks?
You know, the only thing that happens with a scripted chemical compound, and that's what scripted medicines are, is they either inhibit the inflammatory response, they deaden the sensation of pain, and by doing so, they also do the one thing that, you know, my research over very many years has spoken to. They actually shut down the healing process. It starts to inhibit the body's ability to actually look at the cause of the problem. In addition, when we talk about the kind of liver and kidney gastrointestinal damage that is caused by over-the-counter, let alone scripted medication, cardiovascular issues with the heart, issues with neurological problems, compounds compromise everything because they're toxins, and the more we put in there, the more the body's challenged to use its energy. Instead of continuing to maintain health and vitality, it is using its energy to get rid of these toxic things that are happening in the body. So, and none of them promote healing in themselves by themselves. Like Stephen was saying from the very beginning, you know, if you're using something as a real protocol, as these compounds were designed for short time frames, 7, 8, 9, 10 days maximum most of the time, this could be invaluable when you have a trauma, injury, or post-surgical trauma. But when you have this constant problem and you're not addressing the actual cause of the pain, that really becomes, and of course, you know, people say, well, I got to go to work, so I'm going to just take the pills. You know, I got to go and juggle the kids. I can't have my lower back bothering me if I'm going to drive across town. And they don't know there's a better way of looking at this, and actually solutions that are superior to taking these chemicals that lend itself to lifestyle and health and vitality.
I like that. Now, basically what Dr. Stephen was saying is these pills that when we're done with them, that's how our teenagers are all getting in trouble with them.
Right. We're polluting the environment either through our children or through the toilet.
Yeah.
You know?
So what are some suggestions that we can reduce America's prescription drug abuse epidemic?
Well, I think one of the things that happens is more people should be tuned into the things they can do to help themselves. You know, the majority of people don't realize, and we look at this constantly, especially with doctors and their patients and fabulous protocols with our topical technologies. Hydration and nutrition become a real vital issue in helping people to understand what they're actually dealing with. Most people don't know that dehydration causes more muscle, lower back pain especially, lower back muscle pain, big muscle pain, joint-related, nerve-related pain than almost anything else. I mean, it sounds simple, but it is actually quite incredible that we, 82% water or thereabouts, so, you know, should we add a little bit more fluid to the body? What do we do when we're thirsty? We drink carbonated beverages and all the sugar that goes along with it. So we compromise the body's desire for thirst by filling it with other things, chemicals the body has to work through. Sugar, of course, is insidious when it comes to what happens to the body. And basic nutrition, you know, looking at what your diet looks like. You know, everybody says, oh, God, Lou, I can't, you know, I don't want to do, you know, I can't do a perfect diet. Well, nobody has one of those. Looking at, are we getting the things we need? How many people don't know that if you have nerve-related pain, you're probably deficient in B-complex vitamins? Most people should be taking an enzyme for digestion. They should be taking antioxidants, and they should be taking mineral complexes. Just those four things, along with probiotics. You know, a lot of folks take antibiotics, don't know about how to promote healthy flora internally. Mm-hmm. Once people do this, and we've had, I can't tell you how many hundreds of thousands of people who took our advisory with their doctor, looked at what they were doing, went to these basic protocols, simple protocols you could do at home. You don't have to go to some exotic place to do these, and started to realize they were getting better. Their pain was diminishing. They were reducing their pain meds. And, of course, our Topperson topical technologies were the forefront of helping people get from one place to another to prove we can actually get better. Because if people feel hopeless, that's when they're in desperate need. That's when they're going to be taking more medication, and that's when they're in trouble. And how in the world are we going to get our children to say no to drugs if every other medicine cabinet in the county has those, every conceivable script that there is? And so Stephen was making an incredible point, both in both that pollution for our children, let alone pollution in our environment. So it's a very serious, very, very deep, complex problem, but there's simple ways that we can individually and collectively do something to really counteract this very adverse circumstance.
So let's talk about that, because that's really what we try to do here on my show, Kim Pagano Show.
And we have a local epidemic here as well.
We do.
You know, and it's been in the news. We actually have a heroin problem in our local community. And people used to think, well, heroin is a, you know, a street drug from downtown L.A. It's a Skid Row type drug. When in reality, what most people don't know is that most of these pain medications are derived from opium. They are opiates.
Absolutely.
And so you're talking about, want to talk about gateway drugs? The Vicodin and OxyContin are gateway drugs to heroin. When the kids can no longer get the pills because they've stolen everything from their grandparents and their parents, and they've run out of money that way, then somebody will offer them a bump of, you know, some heroin. And then they'll say, well, I don't want to shoot it. That's really gross and disgusting. But then the person will tell them, no, you can smoke it. You can snort it. You can do a lot of things, and it's not addictive that way. And these kids will believe them.
Right.
And now we wind up with this local epidemic of kids, good kids, normally good kids from good families, who have this dirty secret that they are doing heroin. They're smoking it. They're snorting it. And eventually they do start shooting it. And what they don't realize is they can't quit anytime they want. You need a medical detoxification in order to come off of some of these drugs. They are serious. You could have heart attacks. You can die just from trying to come off of it. So the shame involved of asking for help, I mean, it is such a convoluted, integral problem, and we've got to cut it off at the source.
Right. So what is our first step to do this?
Well, you know, the one thing for sure is that I think that the forum and education between doctors and patients and doctors and the community, let alone there's one reality that really strikes what Stephen is saying is how people get started with the gateway possibilities of processes that lead you to total oblivion. And unfortunately, how many young, beautiful people are completely dead because of this? And when you look at what happens in the surveys we do, because we do a lot of interaction with youth, sports medicine is a very big thing for us, and we ask a lot of the people out there, like, why is it that you chose to take a script, you know, and start there? And they said, you know, honestly, we didn't go to the street because we're kind of concerned about the mixes and matches of stuff out there, but we said, hey, look, if my mom's doctor, if my grandmother's doctor, subscribe this stuff, it must be safe. If I can buy it in the local pharmacy or in the local grocery store right off the counter, it must be safe. There's no reason I shouldn't want to do those. And so the mindset there, and again, talking about, you don't know if you happen to be a super compulsive, addictive personality where you take one Vicodin and you're off to the races with insatiable need to get high all the time. Now you wind up in the street with all the, you know, heroin is actually on the rise, just as Stephen suggested, because people looking at it say, well, you don't have to shoot it up. You know, if that makes you grossed out, you can snort it, smoke it, put it in, you know, all sorts of ways to ingest it. And so the issue there really is about how we help our doctors and many of the doctors in the community want so desperately to help the people. But what's happening is, The profitability that scripted narcotics, especially OxyContin, probably being the highest, OxyContin, Vicodin, Lorset, Percocet, those kinds of things, they are actually causing huge amount of drug mills. And unfortunately, I mean, I think I saw a documentary about Broward County, Florida. They call the Oxy Expressway as a corridor on Route I on 95. Where they indicate that in that area, they are churning out more OxyContin, nine times more than all, which is crazy statistic, nine times more than all states combined.
Unbelievable.
You know, and there's no check and balance. The psychiatric patient, we do a lot in our work with people who are stressed. As a Vietnam veteran, I am totally tied into Wounded Warriors Project, VA medical centers. We're getting people off their addiction. That so easily has been part of our issues, that if we don't check and balance, if somebody comes in and get a script, and then, and what Stephen's saying about people taking hundreds of these things, they go down to the next doctor and they get in there somehow and they get another script, and 2 weeks later they get another script and another.
Right. But Lou, you know what? We are, gosh, at the end of our show, and this is so interesting. I'm definitely going to have you back because want to stand behind all of our families. Not, you know, it's not, you think that your kids are safe, you know, you think that your husband or your wife, they start off on this, you know, maybe they had some surgery that they've been waiting for, and then all of a sudden they feel better and they think, God, I just one more, or
lions,
you know,
and tigers and bears.
Yeah,
so.
And
yeah, there
it's
you go.
Huge. So we have like one more minute. What would be the biggest tip that you could start us up on, and then I'll call you and we'll get you back on.
Sure. You know, I think that one of the things, people love us as a resource, and they also love the product solutions we have that actually address these issues. They could easily just call our 800 number and get more information, which is 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. They could go to our website. It's Topperson, the name of our product, Topperson.com, T as in Tom, O-P-R-I-C-I-N.
Okay.
And we are, you know, when you call our number, you're talking to our people, not some clerk. And because we do a lot of our interaction with doctors and professionals who use these products in their practices, let alone help people to establish how we can start looking to have the life we wanted to have that somehow got off track. And we want it back.
Well, great.
We want it
Thank
now.
You so much, Lou Paradise, and death from painkillers. We want to definitely combat that and get our families and our children back. So thank you
and
so
thank
much.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Stephen. Have a fabulous day.
And
you
happy
too.
Holidays. All right.
As well.
You know, I talked about the danger of throwing your medication down the toilet. What do we do with them? Take them to your local police station. They all have collection bins.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad you answered
take
that.
Take your bad medication to the police station. They
all
will
right.
take it.
Well, sounds good. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you again, Dr. Stephen.
I'm motivated.
I am, too. You know what? Seriously, there's a lot of problems out there. Breathe. Take everything to heart and do something about it,
and
though.
There's help and there's people all around you.
That's right. Matt, thank you for being on the board. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, you have been created as one of a kind in order to make a difference. Every single thing you do matters.
Mm.
With that, I thank you for being here and have a great day. Drive careful. And for any reason you missed any part of my show, remember to listen from 1 to 2. I'll talk to you tomorrow.